So first off, one of the main headlines that you hear about in Frankfurt is House Bill 2, the school choice bill. Could you tell me as far as why that issue is coming up again and what people are feeling on it on both sides?
Okay, so basically, Wes, this bill has come up because a lot of the school choice bills have been ruled unconstitutional by the Kentucky Supreme Court. So this actually is a constitutional amendment. What this bill basically do is, if it passes, will allow the legislature to have more leeway in school choice, which involves giving public funds to private schools, homeschools, whatever they choose to do. If it fails, then it will not allow public funds to go to those areas, because right now in the Constitution it says that public money is only supposed to go to the common schools, which is basically ruled by the Supreme Court to be the public schools. So that's basically what that does. It's basically what it's just going to give the people of Kentucky on an amendment the right to decide whether public school funds can be used for other type of schools besides public schools.
And because of the way that law is structured, that would not require a governor's signature. It would just be the public choice, correct?
Yes, it will go to the Secretary of State, and then you're allowed each year to put, the House is allowed to put two amendments on the ballot, and the Senate is allowed to put two amendments on the ballot. So it could be one of four amendments for the public to vote on during this upcoming election.
And speaking on legislative proceedings, House Bill 626 offers some protections for the way that protests are done, and it offers protections for the legislative process. Explain that bill for us, please.
In the last few years, they've had some events that have kind of made it difficult for people, for the legislature, to vote on certain issues. And I think this is basically done to protect the members of the legislature and give them the leeway to be able to vote when they feel like they need to vote. I'm a big believer that we have the right to protest, but sometimes people could take that too far and make it difficult for you to actually get the people's work done and to vote. So this is what this done. We had a situation last year where several people were shouting in the gallery, and they ended up arresting 18 or so people in that range. And then also there's some slight interference or interference in allowing people to get to the location they need to go to get to the chamber so we can vote. So this basically says that go ahead and protest, but you can't stop the people's work, and that's what that basically deals with.
So part of the people's work has to do with finalizing a budget. Is that coming in the next few days?
Yeah, so basically the budget process is interesting. I don't think most people know how this works. The governor recommends a budget, the governor's budget. That is ceremonial to some degree, because it actually, none of the things that the governor suggests have to be in the eventual budget. It's a suggestion on his part. Then the House does a budget. All the revenue budgets have to originate in the House by law. And then when they finish their budget, they send it over to the Senate. The Senate does their own budget. They send it back to the House, and the House votes either concur or not concur. Basically, last week we voted not to concur. That happens every time we have a budget, which basically means the House and the Senate do not agree on their budgets together. So then it goes to a conference committee, which basically ends up being leadership in both houses and the A&R chairs in both houses, and a few other people are in those meetings, and they actually craft the final budget. That's where we are right now. This weekend, past weekend, they started a lot of that process. I think they had their first official meeting yesterday on the conference committee, and there'll be meeting today and Wednesday, and then they eventually craft a budget and agree on that, and then vote the House and the Senate have to vote on that. Once they vote on it, then it goes back to the governor, and the governor either signs the budget or he vetoes it. He's likely to veto it. That's happened every time that we've dealt with a budget, whether it's been a Republican governor or a Democrat governor. Then it'll go back to us, and then we will either agree with his veto and make some changes, or we will override the veto. And ever since I've been in Frankfurt, every veto, whether it was been by Governor Bevin, who's a Republican governor, or Governor Beshear, who's a Democrat governor, every veto has been overridden by the General Assembly, because you only have to have 51% of the votes to override it.